Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful morning indeed. No excuse for you not to come down here and stop by the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. Bob Pompiani, Andrew Filippone, and Tyler Kennedy. Kennedy. We used to do a podcast.
We did. I don't know why it got canceled. Well, it was tremendous. We used to get some big-time guests on there. Paul Coffey told us about how he'd wear really small skates. Remember
that,
Bob?
And his feet would.
So he was like a size. He was like a size 12, Tyler. He'd wear like size 9 skates.
Yeah, just for the speed aspect of it. Cram his foot in there. You remember that? That was pretty cool.
So when you think of that, though, every skate is usually a size or two smaller than your regular shoe. So he's really only going down a size.
Okay,
but still, not like he's still.
What size are you?
He's a 14. He's got big feet.
I'm 10.
You know what they say about guys with big feet. Big shoes. Big shoes, man.
I wish.
What a start here, Bob.
The locker room hero, eh? Walking around naked. But anyways, yeah, I'm a size 10. I think I wore a size 8 skate.
I guess that's normal then.
I don't skate like Coffey. Coffey was at...
Oh, he was unbelievable. When he was here, I remember teams used to come and try to stop him from getting the speed started behind the net.
Yeah.
You couldn't stop him. When he got going, he's like Connor McDavid, which we'll talk about here.
Yeah.
But the most important thing here, Pony, is that we're here for the Fan 5-Alarm Marathon. It's presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union and brought to you by 1-800-BOARD-UP. And C.S. Jones Restoration, the National Fire Sprinkler Association, North Country Brewing, and Firehouse Subs. And
we got a pretty big show at 11:30. I would say Aaron Rodgers' favorite coach of all time is going to come on with us.
That's right.
Tom Clements, who's from here in Pittsburgh.
He played high school football
at Bishop Canavan, where the ladies in your life matriculated
Lisa
through.
Lisa was there, knows him pretty well in all those days. So that'll be
Notre Dame quarterback, and he came out of retirement to coach with Rodgers in Green Bay and actually just retired in January. He was there last year with Jordan Love. So I think he's still out west. I don't think he's moved back to Pittsburgh, but that'll be a fascinating conversation for sure.
And so he knows him very well. So we'll get into that. But Tyler, since you're here, we should start, I guess, with what happened last night, because it was game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah.
And some unbelievable things happened, including, man, what a comeback. The Oilers are tested. They've gone through this from last year. I think it's benefited them. That's a good Florida Panther team. When they have a 3-1 lead in a game, you normally don't come back against Bobrovsky, but they did, and they won with only 31 seconds left in overtime.
Yeah, it was – what a game of momentum, right? Edmonton had it, then Florida had it. They're going back and forth. I think they're really going to have to manage those momentum swings, getting hemmed in their own zone. But it just shows you how much firepower – those two top guys with McDavid and Draisaitl, the way they can take over a game, the way they put up points. Again, I feel the whole Florida game plan is shutting down those two. Even now, you see the Florida D they're giving McDavid the outside. They're going, hey, you're going to probably go there anyways and beat us, but you're not going to go to the outside and then cut back in and have a shot. We're going to give you the corner, but now you can see McDavid in the last goal. He goes wide. Now he's starting to dish and find his teammates. So that's a bit. That's a huge game for Edmonton. You always want to get that first one and get that first win, especially at home. That's where you get that home ice advantage. But that first goal of Florida was very controversial for me because I didn't think that was a goal. The way he ran into Skinner and how he,
Bennett embellished. Yeah. Let's just be honest with each other. Okay, he saw that Bennett, his feet were getting taken out from under him, and he just went. He fell back.
You'd want him to do that.
I don't like embellishment in sports.
But he,
I don't like it in soccer. I don't like it in basketball.
But when he crossed over,
I don't like it.
When he crossed over, the embellishment, right? That was too much. When he, if he just fell, but that one crossover to hit Skinner, and then he couldn't stop the puck, like that's where there's a problem. And I was so shocked they counted that because,
and then it
was
all the power play.
Yeah, and it was all Edmonton.
That was a two-goal goal, essentially.
And that's what I said about that series going in. The one thing you cannot do is give Edmonton too many chances on the power play. They have too much firepower. Yeah. And how about Kasperi Kapanen?
He's been really good.
He has been terrific. Should have ended the game last night. He moved in, and he looked like he was Connor McDavid.
Both of those guys, for those teams that are left that are ex-Penguins, have been phenomenal for them. Kapanen's come out of nowhere. He's played on Dreisaitl's line. He's been excellent. And then, I mean, Evan Rodriguez, I've told Tyler this. He reminds me of you, man. He can play up and down the lineup.
Yep. He's a great player.
He had another point last night. He had another assist. He's got 11 points in the playoffs. And remember Sullivan buried him for that penalty in the Rangers series and put him in the doghouse, which I think was one of Mike's mistakes as a coach, frankly, that he basically blamed a guy for a playoff loss and never got him back. And all he's done since is win. Colorado, Florida, and he's been great for them.
He's found such a niche being that secondary scorer, that Swiss Army knife. Yeah. He's like their Brian Rust almost. Not as high-end skills Brian Rust, but he's such a great third-line guy. And, like how do we get rid of a guy like that? Like, I'll tell you, he'd be on our second,
I think,
first
Andrew
line.
Hit it well. You know, the fact that he was in the
He took a bad penalty
there.
And Sullivan never got over it.
I never understood why Ian Cole was in his doghouse either. I didn't understand.
Too media-friendly is what people said.
Okay, but too media-friendly. I mean, don't you want that from a guy instead of what we normally
I don't
have?
Know. I've heard that he maybe tested or challenged Sullivan on things, and some coaches don't like that, especially from that player. I mean, if it's your top-line center, if it's Sid maybe, but if it's your fourth or fifth defenseman, that usually doesn't go over that well.
And when you win, when you come up and win, you get that confidence, you know what I mean? And, like, that's what I think gets a lot of the coaches out of here, from Dan to Sully. They win the Stanley Cup, and then they get a little bit of an ego, and they don't waver from what they think how to win. You know, they don't know how to adapt to play a different system or even to, like, give certain guys an opportunity.
Right.
You know, like, really all year, the same guys had the same opportunity. Not saying the guys in the third and fourth line deserved an opportunity this year, but they never really got any time to show that they can put up more points than they did, because at the end of the day, I think that's really hurt the Penguins this year was that depth, right? The depth.
But if you don't allow it to be, you know, you got to play them, especially early in the season.
I also think it's so silly that the Stanley Cup final games, the only penalty they literally call in overtime is the one where the puck goes over the glass. Yeah. They let everything else go.
That was, do you remember, that killed the Washington Capitals here. But they call that.
Right, so that's the only thing they have to call because it's black and white. It's not open to interpretation. It goes over, and then Edmonton goes on the power play.
And that's deadly when they go on. So
if that puck doesn't go over the glass, I think Florida wins the game. That's
do you like
opinion.
The rule? Do you think it should be changed? Because I think in a lot of cases, guys are not really trying to do that. They're just trying to get it out. Their intention
the
is.
The guy's coming so fast. It's just like a reaction.
But,
you know,
I mean, you're
mean?
Not right. trying to throw it in the third
No,
row.
But I think to Tyler's point, though, it happens so fast that if you leave it open to, like, the subjectivity of the refs, they're not going to be able to tell if intent was there or not. So I think
Especially,
you just make it black or white.
We are always taught, like, you put it off the glass, the guy's going to take it in his teeth or he's going to let it go by. If you rim it around the wards, it's just so easy for this D to pick it up. They always say, if he wants to stop, he's going to be losing some teeth doing it. But I think the right team won last night because how they let that first goal of Florida went in.
I agree.
I was like,
but I think
it's
most
like those
teams, hockey gods. I think most teams would be deflated by that. Like the Knicks lost the Pacers in game one. I don't think Florida's
But I
done.
Also think Edmonton, had they lost it the same way, they would not be phased. They have come back a lot in this postseason.
They've lost game ones, just like you guys lost a lot of game ones.
So I think they're well-conditioned, and so is Florida. So I ask you, you change? I had Edmonton at seven.
I'm still taking Florida.
Okay, you're not going to change. What about you?
I think Florida in 7-2. I just think the depth. Like when you see Florida rolling, it is so hard to stop because they don't just come their first two lines. Marchand's on their third line.
Great pickup.
He's playing so well. He's producing.
I still think Skinner's going to turn into Cinderella, coach to a pumpkin at some point here too.
He hasn't so far.
I think it's really a matter of time.
I think that first win helps you so much. You know, that first win, that confidence, like, wow, guys, we can beat them, especially, like, having home ice advantage. That series, I don't know, it just feels like there's so much – I feel like the Edmonton Oilers are taking this so much more serious than the Florida Panthers.
Well, because they haven't won, and Connor McDavid needs to win.
It is a lot like you guys in Detroit. The parallels are insane.
I will say this to people who don't like to watch hockey normally, and I get it. If you're invested in the Penguins, generally that's all you watch. But if you actually gave yourself a chance to watch, it is some of the most entertaining, physical, incredible, especially overtime. So give it a chance.
Bob, I want to pass this note along. For the next 15 minutes, Disaster Restoration Services will match every $100 donation up to $2,000. So thanks to Bob and John and Lenny and Tom from Disaster Restoration Services for supporting our great cause, the Fan 5 Alarm.
That's amazing. How about that? And make them go to work. They're offering money if you just give a donation. And there are also three ways that you can donate. And we'll talk sports today. But, again, the most important reason we are here is because these great men and women who give up their time. And it's a tough thing. You may never need a call to a fire department, but you may. You may have a candle that leads to a fire. You may have a cigar that leads to a fire. You never know what you're going to have.
A cigar.
If you let it go, it can do that.
Yes. I know that happened to somebody recently.
I've seen it before. My point is these people get out of bed in the middle of the night to come and help you. So you should help them. You can text FIRE to the Don's Appliances donation line at 412-207-3456. You also can go online at 937thefan.com, click on the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, or stop out in person. That's a nice option because it is a beautiful day. Why not?
Why won't a guy – Florida is a very tough team. Maurice has talked about that they can beat you anyway. They can beat you with physicality. They can beat you with goal scoring. Somebody's going to take a run at McDavid in this series.
Oh, yeah. I'm just waiting.
Me too.
But this is the first time Edmonton has some guys you want to play like that. They picked up that Trent Fedor, Frederick. They got Evander Kane. Yeah.
Kane's a nasty man.
I think Darnell Nurse
can go after you too.
I think Kane's what I think he's got popcorn muscles, as they say. I think he pretends to be. You really think so?
Evander Kane?
You think he's a real tough guy? You know.
I think he's probably top 15 in the league.
Really? I think he's one of those bullies where he talks, but if you actually give it back to him, he'll back down.
Tough.
No?
No. I'll tell you a story. This is when Matt Cook got knocked out by him. So
there goes those popcorn muscles.
Yeah, okay. Corrected, I guess.
So the first period, Evander's all over Sid, just doing like being him, like just a little dirty, finishing his checks, pushing him after. And this is a team guy too, but we go in the dressing room, and Matt Cook's like, TK, you got him or I got him? I go, I don't care. I'm like, whatever, I'll fight him. Because I didn't think he was that tough. And Cookie goes, no, I got him. I got him, and then we'll see what happens. And I go, you sure? And he goes, yeah. First shift, obviously, they square up, and Matt Cook gets knocked out right away. And I was like, thank God he didn't say go ahead, you know. But no, he's tough. He's strong. No, like knowing how to throw a punch. His dad was a boxer, right?
Yeah.
Being able to learn and know how to throw a punch like down the pipe instead of like so many people like throw like this. He throws like he knows how to connect, you know. And he's tough, and he's rangy.
Like, I think Marchand will get under his skin a little bit.
Well, that's a good
matchup. I think he'll lick his face or
Marchand
do something weird like that.
Marchand will do just about anything. He could bite an ear. Who knows? Just take a page out of Tyson's book. All right, I want to ask you real quick about what happened with the head coach yesterday, Dan Muse. No, none of us saw that coming.
No.
But the first thing I saw, Joe Block, I know Malzi looks like him. But he also does. I have a little – there's a little – if you watch his face and structure, it looks like Tom Barrasso to me. He has a Tom Barrasso vibe to him.
Oh. But, let's hope he doesn't have that personality. That won't go over well with those guys.
I always liked Tom, though. I know a lot of guys didn't.
Very prickly.
He could be prickly, but he's very, I tell you what, smart. He can, and maybe that was his downfall with interviews.
He got mad, TK.
He thought you were delving in areas that you didn't want to do.
Barrasso got mad that in the team media guide it said interest golf. And he said to the PR person, they don't need to effing know what my interests are. That's how, like.
I like that. I like that little bark back, though. I like that.
He was tough with his. He went into it. If you got into his blue area, man, he'd go after you a little bit,
it's
too.
Like some coaches want, like, you to give it to them. You know, they want to hear some fire, especially if you're not that kind of guy, and you tell the coach to F off. Like, some of them, like, finally, we're getting some emotion from this guy. But
I'm just not a fan of the optics of the entire staff got fired in New York, and this guy ends up becoming a head coach.
So that
where
leads,
do you see that happen?
And does
that
lead
almost
to this
never
question,
happens?
Was he their first choice?
I don't think so.
Out of, you know, I respect for the guy. I'm not sure.
Me too.
I don't know, but it makes it seem
he
like
he won with young players and juniors. But I don't think he was their first choice.
Well, do you think you're lining up to take this job?
I thought Mitch Love would have loved this job.
Well, I just think with.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dubas and Sid, right? I mean, isn't that like a combination that most people would want to be a part of? You don't think so?
Yeah, but if you're thinking about it, you're like, well, how much longer does Sid have? Kyle Dubas, like...
But if he looks at it as a developmental coach, and he used those words.
He did. Yeah.
So he's looking beyond the Crosby window, I think, even though that may go longer than I think most people thought originally. My point is, where are these young guys to develop in their system? They have to draft more of them. They have to bring more of them in before he can do what he does. Now, he also praised him because he's dealt with veterans and young players alike. Yeah. That's a tough assignment, especially because they need to win now. They need to get in the playoffs.
Do they need to win now?
I think they need to get in the playoffs.
Thank you. I'm the only guy. I said this on another show, and I was like, guys, they need to get in the playoffs within the next 2 years, or it's going to suck for a long time. Like, I'm not saying they're looking for a contender, but like you said, we need to start playing some playoff hockey. And it's you have to get that feel of, like, when the stakes are high, can you stick to your game? Can you you watch Sidney Crosby and what he does in a playoff game, how he – just the way his mannerisms, just the way he acts in the room, like – that's good for those next generation guys to go. Even like Brian Rust, like he's the next guy who's probably going to take over, but he's got to even watch Sid even more because now the pressure is going to be on him. How does Sid handle the pressure when it's a playoff game? So Brian Rust is definitely going to be a guy that has to watch Sid. But when you think of like getting into the playoffs, like how long are we going to go? Like, how many times have you seen a team go to the playoffs and not go to the playoffs, and all of a sudden
they're never in it?
Yeah,
like Buffalo.
It's like Buffalo. It's like Philadelphia's getting like that.
Yeah,
you Chicago, know,
Detroit,
Long Island's like that. You know, they're not. They're finally getting the playoffs now, but
takes
like
a long time. Anaheim.
But I think they're victim of. They're in the same trap they were with Hextall. They're trying to do both.
Right.
They're trying to rebuild and get younger and develop, but also they're not giving up the playoffs because Sid is still here.
We're
I think it's so hard, Tyler, Hextall, to try to do both, man.
And a lot of people say, why would Sid buy into this? Maybe Sid just likes it here and understands that he could be part of the next transition. You know, I'm not going to rule that out. He's a grounded kind of guy. I know he wants to win. I know he has high expectations about what this franchise should do in terms of getting to the postseason, but he could be in on this too because I got to imagine they're talking to him.
Probably
about
doesn't have
this.
Any more room in his trophy room. These guys, like,
yeah,
you know
tell what
I mean?
He was outstanding.
Well, I think he's a loyal guy. I think he's comfortable here. He likes it here. So I think he's prioritized that over trying to be a Ray Bourque and catch on somewhere.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think it's a good look when you leave your last year or two. Like, I don't think Brad Marchand's going to go back to Boston and get that welcome if he would have stayed.
That's interesting.
But
that's an interesting
point.
If
he's bringing a cup back, it's probably different. He probably doesn't care.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it when you leave a team – they love you. They love you.
Like, TK, what are they going to do this year if in March the Penguins are 10 points out of a playoff spot? Are they going to trade Malkin?
Oh.
Well, you can't do it unless he agrees.
So he's going to – but don't you think he's going to want that?
Maybe not. He's the same way. He may just
depends
say,
where
like
he
here.
Goes. I think you can probably get Malkin out of here. If
what
it's
would
the
you
right
get for him? You would have gotten a lot
depends
5 years
ago. Depends how he's playing. Maybe. But he's an expiring contract. My point is, like, if they're out of it and say Tampa wants him to be their third-line center – I think he goes and tries.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
Especially down somewhere in Florida.
That's what I'm saying, man. No, I'm serious about that.
Yeah. Like, I just think those guys, if you show them respect, they'll stick around. But as soon as you start showing them maybe a little disrespect by not putting them in certain situations, they feel like, oh, you don't think I'm the guy? Fine, I'll go somewhere else.
That's why I think this coach has got to butter up Letang. I think his feelings are hurt right now.
Oh,
do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. When they bring Carlson in. Right?
Yes.
How does he deal with a young coach who's just trying to make his way?
Carlson or Letang?
Both.
I'll tell Carlson to take a hike, but I think that's going to be harder to do than it actually is to say.
I saw Mike Sullivan get frustrated a lot last year after games where he was saying the same thing over and over, and it wasn't happening.
He said it from the very beginning, Tyler. He said the guy's not a winner, and I 100% agree with that now.
But
he's not. He's not a winning player.
That's what I don't understand is him being played over Letang and – how do you expect Letang to take that? The guy's got three cups, and you're going to take a guy who's never won, play in front of you. Like,
it makes me wonder about Dubas and Sullivan, honestly, that they both thought that was a good idea. I'm shocked by that.
A lot of people thought at the time it was. They looked at his resume and saw 100
right, he was coming off 100-point season.
Norris Trophy winner, blah, 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 and said, okay, this will be great. This is exactly what they need. But the opposite is true.
He ain't Cal
McCarr. That's from the outside, though. That's from, like, kind of where we're sitting. When you're in the league and you're like, and you've played against Carlson and you see he just came from San Jose, they had the worst team in the league.
Someone had to get the points.
Yeah, exactly. And then you look at his plus minus, he was still a minus 40, and he had 120 points.
His career is ridiculously low.
You know, and that's like when you're like, oh, this is – you better have the rest of your guys very defensive-minded because he's going. But, like, I know. I'm a big fan of Chris Letang. I do think you lost him a little bit. But why I really go back to the coaching is why I like this guy. It's like I'm so sick of the carousel of, like, the Lindy Ruffs.
Tortorellas.
the Tortorellas. It's like,
Laviolettes.
Guys, yeah, like, it's like
– Quenneville got hired again.
He did.
In Anaheim.
But –
at least he's won.
He's won. And he knew he took a break. And it wasn't like he went to another team, lost, went to another team.
I got
I feel like when you get a young guy, he's got to prove himself because they'll fire him right away. right? If he doesn't have a good first year, like there, he's like walking the plank. So right. He's got to prove himself. And what I've heard, very good at developing players, talking to players, being on their level. And I heard he's the hardest worker. The first guy there, last guy to leave. Like that kind of stuff really resonates with a lot of people being prepared. But so is Sully. But no one, like even with, I love Maurice out of Florida.
He's great.
He's a great talker, man. His press conferences are awesome.
But are you getting sick of him, though? Like,
no,
I like it. He's so perfect, and you just want to sit there and be like, dude, just tell me a story, you know? Because just the way his voice is, the way he talks about everything, and that's how Sully's such a great talker, too. Sully
Plus
never
they have that deep voice, and they get after you. They're not afraid to do it.
Yeah, so. And they, like, they never, like, bury a guy, right? Like, he could have buried Jari about 400 times this year. He never really buried him. He just said he needed to play
better. Well, that's going back to how we started. That's what made the Rodriguez thing so weird, because he came out and absolutely pinned that game right on him when they lost, Bob.
Hey, listen, crazy. We are just getting started here. We've been here early this morning. We're going to be here for how many hours, Andrew? This is like
we're here until 10:30 tomorrow morning. Thank you, sir.
10:30 tomorrow morning, and a wonderful donation. We have a boot in front here, too. This is at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, and these men and women do a lot, and you may need them one day, and they need you right now because we're trying to help them with all the things they need. Some of these uniforms they wear, man, they're hard, they're heavy, and they put their lives on the line to try to save you. So this is a great opportunity to contribute. This hour is brought to you by Fast Rescue Solutions. Bob Pompiani, Andrew Filippone, Tyler Kennedy here for the next 45 minutes or so in this hour. And also, we are grilling out for lunch today. So if you stop out and join us for our hot dogs, sub, chip, beverage, you got it all. Lunch is courtesy of Smith Hot Dogs, Saloni's Italian Bread, a Barda Coca-Cola beverages, and Firehouse subs. And we will continue here.
And I have a message for everybody.
You have a message.
I do. Right.
Well, wait a minute. I was going to say that, but I thought you were pointing to something else. I wanted to make this a smooth transition. And before we go to our update with Seth Myers, we have Andrew Filippone with a message for the people.
Thank you, Bob. Let's talk right now about Weather Seal Home Services. They have a 4.8 rating on Google, and they are an A-plus Better Business Bureau company. That means that the people, their customers, have been treated right. And the people that judge these businesses, these small businesses, think you can't do any better than the job they do. Their affordable roofing replacement program is going on right now. It's time for you to take advantage. If you've had weather damage to your roof, if you just have an aging, older home and it's time to get a new roof, how about this for a deal? 2 years of no payments. Not an interest payment, not a payment period when you go with Weather Seal Home Services. Trust me, too. I've used them twice, my old house, my new house. I swear by the job that Weather Seal does. So take advantage today. It's really easy to set up a free quote. Just go to their website, weathersealhomeservices.com, and go from there. You'll be happy. Weathersealhomeservices.com, their affordable roofing replacement program going on for the rest of June.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And we are live right now on a beautiful day here in Pittsburgh, PA, at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department for our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. And as you just heard, this hour is brought to you by Fast Rescue Solutions. Also, we have an update, the tote board update presented by Guardian Protection. It's a lot lower than we want it to be, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, $9,895.35. It all matters, a dollar, five, ten, it doesn't matter. Our goal is $100,000, Andrew Filippone, so we have a long way to go. And for those of you out there who'd like to donate, you could do it in person. We have a boot here. You could stuff it. Or you can text FIRE, F-I-R-E, to the Don's Appliances donation line at 412-207-3456. Go to 937thefan.com online and click the Fan 5 alarm or stop out in person. I think that's the best way to do it. Also want to remind you about Tyler Kennedy, who's here, as he always is on Thursday, brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. We're very fortunate to have 1-800-BOARD up here, and we have a lot of guys who've made their way down here to support the Volunteer Fire Department here in Upper St. Clair, and all the men and women do their great job. And beginning here with Jason Sonnefeld, who is from the Westmoreland Community College Public Safety Division over there. And Jason, thanks for coming down, and public safety is a big thing, and I'm sure you know a lot about what these men and women go through.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us. It's a great event to be here and here to answer any questions you guys have.
What is 1-800-BOARD UP?
So they are a company that comes out and will board up the any structures after any fire that any department has. They just contact them directly. They'll come out. It's all covered under your insurance. They'll come out, board up the roofs, the windows, the doors, anything like that.
That's
to protect the property after.
Yeah. And so you're in public safety here. What are some of the questions you get from the public about safety?
As far as for the fire department, it's are you paid, or you volunteer, how much time does it take, how long do you have to do it, do you need any training to join, any questions like that, we get them all the time.
So how much time, I mean, the training, I know people who've done it, and I know that people do not give them enough credit or respect for what they do, because they're taking their own personal time.
Absolutely.
To serve.
The training starts for a beginning, if you just join a department to get all your initial training and certifications, it's about 200 hours, all broken down over a couple months, weekends, days, evenings. And it gets you basically from no training to a national certification standard that is here in Pennsylvania. And that's just the beginning. And then there's things you can transition out to rescue, EMS, telecommunications, all those other avenues that can branch off of that.
What made you want to get into it?
My dad was in it when I was younger. And then I'm actually a life member of Monroeville No. 1 Fire Department. I've been here for 24 years. And then that got me into instructing. And I also work as a building inspector for the municipality of Monroeville, so it kind of all ties back together.
What tips can you give the public about their own safety when it comes to, you know, fire prevention?
Make sure that your smoke alarms are updated in your house. Make sure you have carbon monoxide detectors in your house. Make sure your gas appliances are serviced annually to make sure you have no issues with those in your house.
What are you doing later today?
Going back to work and doing some inspections.
I need to find out. Jason, you're going right into my phone book here because I need some help, I think. I haven't checked any of that recently.
Especially the gas.
I was thinking the same thing, Tyler. I'm like, I don't think I've had my gas checked in a long time since I moved into my new house.
Yep. Yeah, so I think that's very important. Well, Jason, thanks very much for your support and what you do. And let's bring in Mike McLaughlin here as the fire chief from Peters Township. And Mike knows all about this as well because being a fire chief, he gets these calls. And Mike, first of all, thank you for your service. But, you know, you guys probably, you know,
are on call all the time. You never know when you're going to get the call. So I'm sure you've been up in the middle of the night and got the phone call, and so you understand that this is a commitment by those of you men and women who do this job for a living.
Oh, for sure. And thank you guys for having me, and thank you to the fan for doing this wonderful event. The call can come at any time. And our department is smaller in the region, but not one of the smallest. We do about 1,850 calls a year.
Wow.
And our most precious commodity for anybody is time, right? So when you get somebody to volunteer, you want somebody, you're basically asking for their time. And we have to find new and creative ways to get somebody to dedicate that time and make their time very valuable.
So how does that recruiting process work?
Sometimes it's as easy as asking.
Yeah.
You know, you put up an ad and ask for help, and some people come along. And sometimes you have to go and you have to work for it. You have to be out in the schools. You have to be in the career and technology centers. You have to get people interested in this line of service. It's more like a trade.
So I wonder, you know, it takes a special person to want to give up his or her time to do this. Over the years, have you seen a reduction in the amount of volunteers you get to do this? And if so, what can people know that would make them interested in doing this? And some of the stuff that I think you get a tremendous internal reward knowing that you can help people save not only their property, but in a lot of cases, their lives.
Very much so. Yeah, there's ebbs and flows. There's ups and downs with volunteerism. But one thing that we found over the last couple of years is if your quality goes, if your quantity goes down, you get your quality up. And we try to make the most out of what we have. So if your numbers are down volunteer-wise, what you have needs to be extremely quality and provide them training and provide them the ability to do the job with short hands. And I think the fire service in general has been very good at adapting to that and having the quality over quantity when the quantity goes down.
What are the qualifications? Like, could an individual like Bob just show up and he would be ready to go?
You wouldn't want me.
Bob, you're ready to go.
No, I'm not ready to go.
Hop off the golf course and get right onto the fire truck.
I run away from Thousand Leggers. I would never be good in a fire, I can tell you
Starkey,
that.
Starkey, look at Joe.
Joe Starkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be great.
He'd be great running up the stairs.
He would be singing songs on his way up the ladder.
Everybody needs entertained, right? It's a service.
Yeah.
But no, there's a lot of qualifications that go into it. It's a lot of time. Again, coming back to that time factor, 166 hours. I know you've heard that over the last couple of days. Just to get the bare minimum to be able to step foot on that truck. It's a lot. It's a lot of time that we ask of them. So what we need to do as the fire services is make good use of their time.
So the other thing that really impresses me, I look at all the equipment you guys have. And that's by and large why we're here also, to supply you with the needs that you have. And it's not easy to do. So any dollar that you can donate, again, text FIRE to the Don's Appliances donation line at 412-207-3456. Tell us about the expenses that incur with this business.
I'm glad you said this business. It is a business. You know, there's money that we need to bring in, and there's money that we need to spend. Obviously, the money that we bring in can be from donations. It, in some communities, it can be from tax dollars. But there are large expenses that we have. So where we may not spend a ton of money on a volunteer person or to compensate them for what they do, their equipment still costs thousands and thousands of dollars. Their turnout gear, just their boots, pants, and jacket, is over $5,000.
Wow.
The breathing apparatus.
Just for one. How heavy is that stuff? Because I always, you know,
We're going to find out. We'll find out. We'll put it on. We'll have some fun.
Well, I'm sure it's a lot.
Yeah. It's the air pack itself is about 35 pounds.
Wow. Well, listen, Mike, you do a great job, and I know you give a lot of your time and effort to make this happen. Thank you so much, Mike, for doing what you do.
Thank you, guys, and thank you, guys, for all the support, the communities. Get to know your fire departments out there, how they run, and thank you, guys, for the support. We appreciate it.
That's Mike McLaughlin, Fire Chief, Peters Township, and we thank everyone from 1-800-BOARD-UP, and as you heard, they can help you if you're ever in the need here, 1-800-BOARD-UP.
Bob, I'm looking at some of the donations that are coming in on our website. Shout out to Andrew De Silva, who made a $2,000 donation.
Andrew, wow.
Yep.
Attaboy.
Thank you, Andrew.
We have Robert Keys, who made a $13.09 donation. I wonder why.
Oh, well, where's Adam Crowley? That $13.09 donation. Maybe people should do that. That's a good little trend to start, right?
So go to our website, 937thefan.com. There's the donation page there. And leave a note, and we'll give you a shout out on the air when you do it.
All right, we're talking here with Tyler Kennedy also about what's going on with the playoffs and specifically the Penguins here.
By the way, have you heard Doran do his Tyler Kennedy impression?
No.
You do?
Doran, will you do it for him?
Wait a minute. I've never.
Doran has a Tyler Kennedy impression. Doran does a great Randy Moss. He does a great Heath Ledger's Joker. And I think the latest one is Tyler.
Yeah, you got to ask me something.
So I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
So, Tyler, I want to ask you about the new coach. Dan Muse comes in. He's a young guy. He's dealing with a bunch of 30-something guys. So how's it going to work?
Look, Dan Muse, boys, listen. I saw this guy play in the
Dory,
USA
to be
team.
Nice.
Supposed to be like nice. The USA team, they were really good. Like, boys, listen.
Boys.
Like, when we were in the playoff, like we were playing with Sid, with Malkin, with Letang, and Dan Muse, he looks like Mueller. Like, you know, you guys, like, boys, listen. It was unbelievable, boys.
Well, I think imitation's a form of flattery.
If you didn't, if you didn't know better driving along, you would have thought
glasses.
That was Tyler.
Yeah, yeah. Boys, I gotta get lessons, I guess.
You got the boys going. The boys are
boys.
Back.
Boys.
Yeah, if there's boys. Ever like a meeting or something and you don't want to be there, just have Doran jump on there.
Just jump on.
I had no idea. Do you do others aside from
I told you he does a great Randy Moss.
Okay.
He does a great Heath Ledger.
Joker's
in the,
probably my best.
Let me get a little sample of this.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am tonight's entertainment. I only have one question. Where is Harvey Dent? Why so serious, Bob? Bob,
that's
Bob.
Yeah, that's very good.
My goodness. Wow. Who knew we have a Rich Little in our hands right here?
Yeah, well.
What do you think about that imitation of yourself? And
I hope he's not on. I got to cut out boys.
The boys part. Yeah, that's
boys. I think it's
that's
I
a hockey
to,
thing, right?
Yeah, it's a hockey,
it's a hockey thing.
Yeah, guys always.
I like it.
That's great. I think it's because, like, you have to, like, if you don't say boys, no one will listen, you know, because there's too much chatter along, like, the club. So you're going to say, boys.
Tyler,
I'm actually speaking here.
Can you believe this Bissonnette story? It's wild with him. Have you heard about this?
What happened?
The gout?
The gout. Yeah, the gout.
No, what happened, though?
So he works for TNT. And when you show up on set at TNT to start the day, they order out. And then they're there for multiple games, so they'll do a second catering thing before they're done. And so he started in mid-April, and they've gone through June, and he's basically been there every day. So he's on every show, so that's, what, almost 2 months' worth of shows, 60 days almost. And every day he was ordering two steaks. The first time they'd order out, he'd get an 8-ounce steak. The second time they'd order out, he'd get a 10-ounce steak. So he was eating almost 20 ounces of steak a day, and he gave himself gout.
Wow.
His left foot, he showed it on video.
Looked, oh, my God.
It looked like Kalis's foot. It was giant. Sorry, Kerry, I don't mean that in an inflammatory way.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I'm just, really
I,
very guys
I saw
here.
Kalis's foot in that sneaker, really and I said, that's what Bissonnette's foot looks like right now. Sorry.
Wow.
Not as bad as you got yesterday from Crowley.
It
so.
Took just 20 ounces of meat to do that? That's what happened?
A day.
Have you ever seen Edmund Nelson eat on the road like I have?
Yeah, the ribs.
The ribs.
Who was the biggest eater on your Penguins teams? Like, if you were going to enter someone in the hot dog eating contest like Joey Chestnut, Tyler, who would your pick be?
That's tough. Like, you know, obviously George LaRocque because he was just a monster.
Yep.
Steve McIntyre. These guys are like 260. You know, like they would eat like a ton.
What was your pregame meal?
I just had like the standard chicken and pasta.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Never heard it called pasta.
I tried to look down. I knew you guys were going to look over.
Grant always makes fun of me too.
You got milk and pasta.
Pasta, whatever. But I just had like, and know what's funny? Sid always had steak before a game. You know, so, like you ever heard like, eat right for your blood type. Me and Joe talked about this last week. If certain blood types do better when they eat red meat, certain blood types do better when they eat, like, chicken.
Sure.
And I think that's why I think Sid ate steak. Because I was like, oh, my God, that must be, like, so heavy. You know, like, I try to stay a little bit light. But, like, he would have, like, honestly, a 12-ounce steak before a game.
Oh, Ovechkin gets chicken parm and fettuccine Alfredo before every game.
There's a lot to be said for that. A lot of guys do that.
Oh, yeah.
With the pasta.
Pasta.
You know, like pasta.
A little pasta.
I did grilled chicken, pasta, and pineapples.
Pasta.
Really?
Pineapples.
Yeah.
What was
the
story
there? Game?
I don't know. just
pineapples generally are good for you.
Pineapples.
Yeah. That's when would you eat?
About 3.5-4 hours before game.
So if you played at what time?
So if I played at, let's say, 1, I'd probably eat at like 9, 8:30. Yeah. But I'd eat like a real meal, not like breakfast.
Yeah, yeah. It was crazy, right? Waking up and having like pasta and chicken and like all this food. Because they'd go to like a hospitality room and they'd be like two different buffets. One breakfast, yep, and then one like a dinner.
I always thought anecdotally you guys struggled in those early games.
Oh, yeah.
Those noon 1 o'clock games, I felt like you guys were sleepwalking.
Depends where we were. If we're in Florida, you know, you got to give the boys a little bit of a break. But you guys would famously
go to the beach, tweet about it, talk about
they
it.
They would?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really? Before the day before. Yeah. It was like a day of just going. But I always thought sometimes going out to the West Coast, it backfired. Oh. You guys would do too many things away from the rink, and it would affect you on the rink.
There is nothing. That West trip to Arizona, L.A., Anaheim, like there was,
now you throw Vegas in there for these guys.
Vegas, like
even that first year, everyone went to Vegas and lost because they were like a kid in a candy store. That's how they made the Cup final when they were.
That's how like
team.
Florida.
Right? I couldn't imagine playing there, like actually on the like being for the Golden Knights, or even I always thought I was like I could never play for the Dolphins. Like I would never last.
Hey, there we go. We got engine number 641.
Well, you know
Peters Township.
You played in Buffalo with my buddy Craig Urbick.
Yeah.
So he went down to Miami at the end of his career. He said everything you see in, like, those owner reports about them is 100% true. He said no organization he felt treated his players and set the players up for life after football better than him. He said Stephen Ross was unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's interesting to know.
Tell them to share the wealth.
In terms of, like, wealth management programs and stuff like that, Tyler said they were tremendous.
That's, like,
with that.
The biggest, like, you know, like, a lot of guys that play pro or anywhere – never grew up with money, so like you get money, you're just like, oh, do we?
It's still a problem today.
They
need like, guidance, you're right.
How about you?
What? I'm good with my money.
Okay.
I'm a dangerous man with some money.
But I'm good with big money over there.
Money.
All right, speaking of money, this is what we're after today, please. And we just had a nice gentleman put something in the boot here. We are live at the Upper St. Clair Fire Department. It's right on Washington Road here. And if you're driving by, please stop in. We're trying to help the men and women here who do such a great job giving up their time to help you in need. Jason Sonnefeld from Westmoreland Community College was just here. Mike McLaughlin just left. You heard the fire horn go off there. The fire chief of Peters Township, he gave us some good insight on what it takes and also the costs involved with some of these uniforms and the equipment they need. So you can help anyway. And there are a lot of ways. It doesn't matter if you want to, you know, as Andrew said, $13.09. If that's how you want to make a donation, make it. It could be bigger. It could be less. We appreciate it. Text FIRE to Don's Appliances donation line at 412-207-3456. Online, 937thefan.com. Click on the five alarm and stop out. That's even better in person. We're grilling out for lunch today. We appreciate that.
We just had one come in. I don't know if you're familiar with this man. Bruce Pompiani.
Yes, he's
has
here.
Made a donation.
I see him right over there. He came down. This is like the only time I see my brother when we're doing stuff like this.
Yes.
That's nice of you, Bruce. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce. I thought he was Andy Weidel for a second.
Who's older? Who's younger? Who's older? Who's younger?
Well, you asked that question. Answer that question. Who's older? Who's younger?
He's younger for sure.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, at least by what, 10 years?
For sure.
10 years.
The one thing he has that I wish he has that hair that doesn't move is like Rich's hair. It does not move. You can put him in a shower. It does not move.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, thanks, Bruce. We appreciate that, and we appreciate any donation you can make. So come on down. We're here all day, and we'll be talking sports as we go along here. I want to remind you also that Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. The Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And the 15-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, and they're here in person today making a donation. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal services. Warm with the sun throughout the day and a chance of rain tonight. 60 or 86 for the high, low in the 60s tonight, and then rain moves in. And I hope it's out of here by Monday because I have my 34th annual golf tournament.
We're looking forward to that.
We're going to make sure you have everything you need over there. So
wow, I didn't give the.
Last year I didn't get it either. I had to go with somebody else.
First of all, it is not a celebrity thing. We're trying to save money by not, because you guys are a lot to handle. You know, you bring in with your demands.
Well, hold on a second. Is Starkey playing?
I don't think so. No, and I mean, like we have different people who made, you know, bought a group and played.
Yeah.
Like Merrill Hodge has done that, which we appreciate. But I it's not a celebrity. I apologize. I wish we could change that.
Where's it at?
At Chartiers Country Club. 34 years. We work for Partners for Quality. They help developmentally challenged people who need, you know, help.
Many of them are very artistic.
They are. And for years, Sandy Allison was, and really the driving force, she was a lady who was confined to a wheelchair her entire life, yep. Could do nothing with her hands and upper body, only used her feet. She paints with her feet. And she died recently, and God rest her soul. But every tournament, our last auction item was a painting done by Sandy. And she was there to watch it. And the biggest donation of the night was there. So thanks in advance to all those people. We have more conversation on the way here, and make sure you stop in. It's a beautiful day, no excuse not to. But I also want to tell you about summer, and it feels like that today at 87 or 88 degrees, and that means it's home improvement season. All of us need improvements to your home. West Shore Home is here to help. This week they're offering free installation for any bathroom, window, or door project you may have. And when it gets hot, your house gets hot, you may need new windows to protect that, or if you have a patio slider that's stuck, it won't open well, hey, they can help you out as well. Plus, this week only, save an additional $1,000 on your project. And the best part is there is no cost or obligation for you. You set an appointment, you get a quote, and that quote is good for one entire year. Log on to westshorehome.com/fan today. Secure those savings. Once again, it's westshorehome.com/fan. See the website for details. Make it West Shore Home. An update coming up with Mr. Myers and more here live from the St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department in Upper St. Clair.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.